This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You're invited to join us here at Control of the Airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Yeah, so bring up whatever's on your mind. We just have barely kind of scratched the surface on this Walmart coin idea. Ended up talking about the Facebook crypto plan that they're still working on that may come out in 2020 if somehow the politicians don't get in the way first and try to stop that from happening. But if you want to comment on that or whatever's on your mind, you may do so. Plus, on the way, we'll get into this Amazon Ring system, this doorbell camera system that apparently they're teaming up with the police, and it's a very ugly kind of corporate government deal, and yeah. Chris has some more dirty details on that. That's on the way here, but to start things out in this hour, we're going to get a little deeper into the Walmart coin idea, because apparently Walmart has now filed a patent that went public on Thursday for a method of, quote, generating one digital currency unit by tying the one digital currency unit to a regular currency, meaning a fiat-pegged stablecoin, which has been done now for
many times
years?
By many, many different companies. There
right.
are silver stable coins. There are dollar stable coins. At least half a dozen of them.
There's the big one was USDT or is USDT, which
yeah.
stands for Tether, meaning
yeah.
it's tethered to the dollar.
Right.
But that's not the only one.
There's also one called TrueUSD.
Yep.
There's Gemini dollars,
yep.
and those are generated by the Winklevoss twins. Mostly, these are used to provide liquidity on exchanges.
Right, and they help people actually. And for a long time, I didn't understand what the point of these things was, and then I finally
mm-hmm.
did realize that there's a value to being able to have a digital form of the dollar when you're doing trading on these sites.
Oh,
so you
yeah.
can trade into mm-hmm. USDT,
mm-hmm.
and then it's not the same as getting dollars, so therefore it's not reported to the IRS in the same way, for instance. Because like mm-hmm. if you go on an exchange like Coinbase or any domestic exchange, from what I understand, and you
mm-hmm.
sell Bitcoin and turn it into dollars, they will file a tax record for
right.
you on that. They will send a 1099, I believe it is.
Sure,
they don't do that for the if you convert to a stablecoin. Like
I don't think they do.
Really?
Certainly Bittrex doesn't. Or the
and they're U.S. based.
Or the non-fiat exchanges.
They are fiat now.
Well, that's true. Bittrex has mm-hmm. added fiat. But the other thing that it's good for is sometimes the cryptocurrency market needs to readjust. Sometimes, like any other market, it goes too high, gets oversold, and has to correct. Well, if you think the currency market is oversold and too high, USDT gives you a way to short Bitcoin for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing...
maybe you'll be right, maybe you won't be.
There was a night right before the crash when I was correct that the market was oversold. I thought it was... going to fall, and it did, and I pretty much doubled the amount of Bitcoin I had by
nice.
By shifting my money into USDT at nighttime and then shifting it back into Bitcoin the following morning. And I couldn't have done that if I had to, you know, go get paper money and then go get that paper money to an exchange again.
Yeah. Yeah, well, most of them will let you hold a balance in U.S. dollars on the exchange, but as I understand it, it becomes a taxable event when you convert to dollars. I could be wrong. I'm not a tax expert.
Yes, that would be a taxable event, though.
Right. So I'm not a tax expert, not an accountant. You know, don't take my word for it.
And I'm a church. I don't even have to worry about that.
Indeed. But anyway, let's get back into the Walmart coin story. So, again, they're trying to patent something that's been done for years. That's going to be a weird thing. Look, I don't know anything about patent law, but I guess my question is, can they do that?
No. I mean, they can, but I think the problem comes down to you're going to have... I mean, here's the problem. They could potentially sue you, and then you're going to have to fight
Walmart
out in the court.
Walmart could sue, you mean?
Yeah, Walmart
could sue you for infringing their patent. The thing about a patent is it doesn't have to be valid if the company is big enough to make it scary to sue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can end up costing like $1 million just to defend yourself in a patent lawsuit. So you don't want to be hit with a patent lawsuit.
Yeah, patents give companies big clubs to beat down competition with, even if it's right. Not in the letter of the law.
Yeah, even if it's clearly not a valid patent.
It could also provide, they say, households with low income that find banking costly with the choice to, quote, handle wealth at an institution that can supply the majority of their day-to-day financial and product needs, unquote. And this is what I brought up earlier, where Walmart for years has been angling to start Walmart Bank. They've wanted to do this for a long time. Maybe they're getting some headway in that particular area. Like I said, I haven't reported on that in years, many years on Free Talk Live. So they've wanted to do it for probably a couple of decades. And I don't know if they've been able to, like, successfully buy a bank or start their own bank. But originally one of the ideas behind this was if Walmart is paying credit card companies 2%, let's say they're getting a discount, right? Because like, if you start your own business and you hook up with PayPal or Stripe or one of these companies that sort of helps small businesses get connected with credit card payments, you're usually going to pay 2.9% on most MasterCard and Visa credit card transactions.
Probably higher than that. I've been looking at the numbers and it's probably closer to 3 or 4%.
Well, 2.9 is close to 3%.
What I'm trying to say is it's probably your average is going to be higher.
Okay, I've never seen it higher than 2.9 unless you're talking about like Discover
international,
or American Express.
If you do international,
oh sure, okay, international.
You're going to
see
a higher average.
Yeah, so I wasn't thinking about
it's probably going to be higher than 3%.
I was thinking about like somebody running a business in the U.S.
Yeah, even if you're running a business in the United States and somebody's going in with a credit card, if it's not a U.S. credit card, there's going to be higher pay. Yeah.
And you're also going to have exchange rate issues that are going to gouge you.
No, a lot of that hits the customer.
That's going to hit the customer, yeah. Or the person who's using the card, not the business.
Right. If you bring an international credit card into a different jurisdiction, typically the customer is the one paying the exchange fees.
Right. It's just you're going to get the dollars, but it's going to be at a higher percentage.
So, anyway, the idea is they want to supply these banking services to their customers. One of the things that would help them is if they didn't have to, if they had their own credit card, you know, if Walmart had their own bank, they could lower their own credit card rates, right? Like, they wouldn't have to charge the same rates that every other bank is going to charge them.
So backing up a moment.
Or they could give the customers a 2% discount if it used their... for using their card instead of paying the credit card fee.
I don't know how much of the fee is going towards the banks and how much of the fee is going towards the merchant processor. No, that is going towards the Visa and MasterCard or American Express.
I don't know either.
I think it would have to be Visa or MasterCard or Discover because I think American Express is separate. But
yeah, I don't know what the breakdown
is. I mean, Discover
is
also
either.
Separate, but...
But
anyway,
let's say it's half and half.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Either way, they can knock from 3% down to 1.5%,
maybe,
or maybe from 3% to 1%. Who knows?
I'm not entirely sure. There's got to be. I mean, I do feel like there's probably got to be at least like 1% going to the banks because otherwise they wouldn't be able to give you points or 1% back or whatever.
But if they have their own dollar backed. Crypto, and crypto is probably not the right word, but dollar backed digital currency.
Yeah.
Then they don't have to team up with Visa or MasterCard in that case. They can just have their own Walmart card that is usable only at Walmart and gives their customers an extra percent off. Maybe they could give a 1% discount on their entire purchase if they would just use the Walmart coin. So, you know, this is an interesting area for them, and I think it's kind of exciting that they're getting into digital currency.
Well, the other thing is if they're using a digital currency, something that's a digital currency in the sense that it will be loadable into your Coinomi wallet, for example, or into your own wallet, that will also give people a really easy on-ramp to getting into crypto. And remember, right now, sometimes people are paying, people who buy into crypto with PayPal are paying 50% premiums. So that's...
Mm-hmm.
that's a big deal. If people could buy a Walmart crypto and then immediately change that to Bitcoin Cash on an exchange, that would be a huge win.
I mean, that would be awesome, but call me skeptical.
I suspect they won't allow it outside of their walled garden or whatever.
I don't think so either.
We'll continue, though. There's more to the story about them investigating a patent, or filing a patent, actually, to patent the idea of a stablecoin. 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can. Take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And I do want to make sure you know about liberty.menu. If you are a liberty-minded person, if you actually care about freedom, if you reject the initiation of force, and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you really ought to be over at liberty.menu so you can list the things that you do there, whatever it is. Maybe you've got a business. Maybe you've got a show, some sort of digital content that you're the creator of. Maybe you've got an event that you're helping to promote. Get over to liberty.menu and list it there so other people who care about freedom can find out about it. Unless, of course, you just want to stay quiet. You don't want anyone to know that you actually care about freedom. Then, you know, you probably shouldn't be there. But otherwise, if you love Liberty, get over to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. We've been talking about this Walmart coin idea, and we're going to get a little deeper into the patent filing that they have. Plus, your calls and thoughts. Let's go to the phones. We have John on the line in Holland. Now, I don't know if you're calling from Europe, or are you in, like, Holland, Michigan? Where are you calling from, John?
Hi. Guys, can you still hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
I'm on the stream.
You are on the stream and on the air, and you're on. Go ahead. What are you calling about?
Right, I want to talk about this new cryptocurrency. It's called Bart Campbell Dogecoin. Have you heard about it?
Say that again.
Bart Campbell Dogecoin. It's like an analog of the Dogecoin, something like that. It's going to be a lot more popular.
You're talking about Dogecoin? There's some sort of copy of that? A fork, if you will, of Dogecoin?
Doge? I think it had a big old dog on it.
Yeah, so
definitely be Dogecoin.
Dogecoin came out a few years ago, but you're saying there's Boyd Campbell Dogecoin? Is that like the name of who is that? Do you know who that is?
I can't really get into details, but he's a famous predator. He's been
We don't know if what you said was true. And you then said something you're not supposed to say on the radio at all, so you got dropped. Sometimes the crank callers will call and, like, drop names of, like, internet celebrities or something like that. So I'm just going to guess that guy was maybe on one of those, what's that show? There was that To Catch a Predator. Where they set up a guy with, like, an ostensible teenage girl that they were talking to online, and they come over to the house and there's hidden cameras. I'm just going to guess that's what he's referring to, because sometimes those guys get some level of renown. And we've also had people just calling in, like, dropping Howard Stern's name. So whenever somebody calls with, like, a weirdly placed name in something, it's usually one of those internet memes. So, anyway, the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Although I did see a story in the news about Dogecoin today. I think one of one of the guys in our local crypto group posted.
He's always posting stuff.
He loves Doge.
Yeah, he does.
He's obsessed with
absolutely insane
with Doge.
I mean, Dogecoin is a fake. It's
fake. It's as real as any other cryptocurrency.
It's supposed to be. Well, yeah, sure, okay, sort of, but it's not intended. It's in, what is it? How would you describe it?
It was a joke.
Right, it's a joke coin, but it's got inflation or something built into it or something.
Yeah,
it's
I think it will always inflate. I think
so
there's no upper limit on the number of Doge.
Right, so it's
but there's
like
a limit on the rate at which they're created, right?
Perhaps. I don't know a whole lot about it.
I don't know a whole lot about it either, but I know that it, like, can't maintain its value. Like, buying it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, I think the point of the article was it is up in value.
Yeah, it's been maintaining its value for a while. Whether or not it'll do it in another 100 years when Bitcoin is no longer producing Bitcoins, I don't know. But
well, whether anybody's going to even be using Bitcoin in 100 years from now is a really questionable issue anyway.
Yeah, I suspect they'll be using stable coins based on commodities. And
it's hard to imagine what money could look like in 100 years. I mean, given the evolution of cryptocurrency, this is something that is a major paradigm shift to the way we even think about money. Mm-hmm. And given how early we are in that process, it's only been 10 years since Bitcoin came out. It's just, what's next? I mean, you know that they say that Bitcoin couldn't survive an attack by a quantum computer. So, I mean, God knows where this is going to go from here.
I think it's going to take, it's a good question. It's hard to say, you know, where things are going, but I think
they're not going towards government money. I'll say that.
I think it's I think it's going to take a you know, a certain amount of time for us to figure out, well, one, what attacks exist in terms of, you know, quantum cryptography and mm-hmm. everything else, and they'll have to be, the cryptocurrencies will have to adapt or die. It's probably right. that simple.
Of course, at the same time, you get the ability to use quantum computers to decrypt. You also get the ability to use quantum computers to encrypt.
Right.
But like you said, they've got to keep up with whatever the changes are. Otherwise, their coin is going to be left in the dustbin of all the various thousands of them that have failed, right? Because there's been plenty of cryptocurrencies out there that have never taken off or, you know, had a little bit of a life and then died. So, you know, Bitcoin's on top of the heap right now, but who's to say it's going to be on top in even 10 years from now?
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Or 20 years. So, Walmart coin. That's what we were talking about originally here. And if you want to jump into the discussion, you're welcome to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. They say that they're going to target this at low-income households. Facebook's planned cryptocurrency, Libra, has similar stated ambitions. They say that Libra is intended to serve the unbanked and facilitate low-fee money transfers globally. Libra is expected to go live sometime next year, but has already faced scrutiny from central banks and politicians around the world. That's got to be my favorite thing about Libra so far, is the just abject fear that it has inspired in the political class.
Mm.
And all of the, you know, the hand-wringing and the freaking out that has been going on by the central bankers over this Facebook currency. Mm. I mean, I'm no fan of Facebook, but I got to say, I'm less of a fan of central banks. So I'm cheering them on for Libra. I hope that they are able to come out with it without having some sort of law passed against them, because they've already talked about passing laws. There was some legislation that was introduced to block large tech companies from introducing their own coins.
Yeah, well, the bankers are used to having a government-enforced monopoly, and they're used to having anybody who operates on their turf killed, just like a drug cartel does. The difference is they have them killed by the government, or kidnapped by the government, or tortured by the government. So they are now terrified that they're going to lose that piece of ownership of us that they have been granted by the government. And it's, there seems to me very little doubt, you know, the government might let Walmart into the Just Us Club, and they might let Facebook into the Just Us Club, but they're never going to let you and me into the Just Us Club. The Just Us system won't permit it.
I think they're going to, I want to see I don't want to see Libra or Facebook coin or however you want to describe it succeed. I want to see it fail, but I don't want to see it fail because of government. And
fail because of market competition.
Yeah, I want to see it fail because of market competition.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring whatever's on your mind. And this is Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Employers in July added 164,000 jobs, according to the Labor Department. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox Business he's pretty happy with the report.
We faced severe monetary tightening in 2017 and 2018, although we're hovering still around the 3% mark. So I think it's a very good report.
President Trump says Congressman John Ratcliffe was treated very unfairly and harshly by the news media. Speaking at the White House, the president says he was not pressured by fellow Republicans to pull the expected nomination of Ratcliffe as a director of national intelligence.
But the Republicans, I think, would have been very good. But a lot of the Republicans didn't know John. But I think he would have had good receptivity, and he was getting that. But I believe he made the right decision.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you got to do, dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Are we entering the age of the mega corporate digital currencies? It may be the case now that we have Facebook's so-called Libra coin on the distant horizon scheduled for 2020, but now also apparently Walmart has filed a patent to basically patent the idea of a stable coin. So what will that mean for Walmart? Well, there's a little bit more here from their patent filing, which we'll share with you. And then Chris has some creepy news about this Amazon, another mega corporation, Amazon and this Ring product that they have, this doorbell camera product. We're going to get a little deeper. We're going to get into that coming up here in a moment. And our toll-free number for you, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. You've been waiting to try to figure out how to take cryptocurrency. You feel like it's maybe a little bit overwhelming, more difficult than you think. Well, it's actually way easier than you think it's going to be. Go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and the folks over there at AnyPay will walk you through the steps. It's super easy to do this. If you've already got a tablet at your register, you're pretty much halfway done. If you've already got your own crypto wallet, then you're almost completely done. Go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and walk through the process, and before you know it, you're easily accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin BTC or Bitcoin Cash or Dash, Zcash, and several others at your checkout. Or maybe you're a service provider and you're going to people's homes. This makes it easy to collect crypto from your customers that way, too. It's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and their apps are available for iOS and Android. And it's so easy that your employees can train the other employees. I was watching this happen today when I was having some breakfast over at the Thirsty Owl. They had a couple new girls that they were training behind the bar, and one of the ladies that had been the bartenderess there for the last couple of years, she showed them the ropes on how to accept crypto and just walked them right through the process. Super easy. It's not a complex thing to have to teach somebody.
I see that. It'll happen all the time.
Yep. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. As we continue, we were talking about the Walmart crypto, which, of course, brought up a conversation about Facebook's supposed crypto. And I guess I shouldn't call Walmart's thing a crypto yet. We don't know what it's going to be. But we know from their patent filing, according to theblockcrypto.com, that their filing has indicated that its digital currency looks to provide a free or inexpensive place to store funds. Quote, the digital currency can provide a fee-free or fee-minimal place to store wealth that can be spent, for example, at retailers, and if needed, easily converted to cash. Such accounts could even earn interest. Ooh, now that
almost
might be
like a real bank.
Right, but without actually being a bank.
Yeah.
That's PayPal.
PayPal doesn't give you interest.
No.
It's true.
And
you do get, with the debit cards, you will get 1% back, though.
Mm.
That's true. That's true. But a lot of credit card companies will give you, a percentage or whatever. If you've got good credit, you can usually get that out of credit card companies. So that's a good thing, but it's not unusual. Yeah. It doesn't make them unique. This, if Walmart brings out, now they haven't said for sure what they're going to do, right? They're just speculating. They could allow for an interest rate. That would be a Facebook killer, right? Because if Facebook is saying, hey, use our Facebook coin, we're not going to give you anything for it. We're just going to give you a coin. You can use the coin. Maybe you'll get a discount on your Uber or something like that, right? Because Facebook's coin they've partnered with like 29 different companies, like, and Uber's one of them. So, there may be some kind of incentive that they come up with. We haven't seen that yet, obviously. But interest is a nice thing. And the average person, if they can't open a bank account to be able to just go to a machine at Walmart, put money in, or go to any register at Walmart and hand the person at the register cash, mm-hmm. scan your Walmart card, and then you get a balance out of that card and you start earning interest on that, that's going to be a real incentive to get the Walmart coin rather than the Facebook coin.
It kind of makes me wonder why nobody has come up. Like I said, I think we're kind of talking about this off air, but why hasn't anybody come out with a stock-linked crypto or some sort of stock-linked digital currency, right? Because people invest in stocks, but mm-hmm. why can't you invest in stocks with just a little bit of money as opposed to a lot of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to have like a minimum or whatever.
Right. And the difference is once you basically put your dollars into that currency, that then becomes money that can be spent and invested.
The easiest way to do that also is just for the company in question to track the stock ownership on the blockchain. There's no reason to issue paper stock certificates.
Okay. You've made this argument that a company basically should shift completely away from the old stock system and use a crypto as their stock.
Exactly. That keeps track of how many
shares and all that.
You know how many shares people hold, and you and people can either trade the shares with each other, or they can redeem them at your place of business for stock, for goods.
Mm-hmm. So maybe the reason why it hasn't been done is because there's so many regulations on stocks.
Yeah, I was going to say
the just system doesn't allow innovation.
So they would be better off to just completely ignore stocks, or maybe somehow. If you already are a company with stocks, I don't know how hard it would be to convert those existing stocks to a crypto system. That would probably be a little bit of effort required to do that. How much, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We have Michael calling in. He's calling himself Michael the Archangel, calling from the Virgin Islands. I presume listening to WVWI Radio 1. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, good night, guys. Yes, this is Michael. Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Michael the Archangel. I'm going to explain who is the Antichrist to you tonight.
You're going to what about the Antichrist?
I'm going to explain who is the Antichrist.
Explain who is the Antichrist. All right, well, let's have it.
Okay, the Bible is set up, right, by God. So the entire world telling a lie. The Bible is sealed until...
Okay, we gotta slow you down, Michael, because there is a bit of a language barrier here. You do have the heavy island accent.
Yeah. It might be a little hard to understand me. I can talk so a little slower. The Bible is set up so the entire world will be telling a lie until I stand to explain it, like in Daniel chapter 12.
You are saying, just to be clear, you're saying you are not a human being. You are an archangel.
No. Archangel just means the lead angel. But it is God.
You're saying you're an angel. You're not a human being.
No. We have human angels and have supernatural angel. Michael, your prince is a descendant of Daniel. Because supernatural angels, they don't make babies. Only human beings make babies. So your prince,
it's pretty complicated,
is a young king.
Okay, yep. Just to be clear, Chris had asked you a question. Are you a human, half angel, or are you a full-on angel?
I'm a full-on human being. You never have, like, angel.
Why do you call yourself the archangel?
I'm the lead angel. Archangel means the lead.
How can you be the lead angel if you just said you aren't an angel, you're a human being?
Well, you never have human beings call each other angel in the Bible, in like Revelation chapter. I don't remember which chapter. The angel of the seven churches, right? I mean, the human beings. The angel of the seven churches.
I love a good rambling religious call. I have no idea what it is you're actually trying to say, and I don't know if it has anything to do with the accent, because I'm kind of understanding the words you're saying, but I don't actually comprehend whatever concept you're trying to get across.
I mean, talking about some sort of specific religious book I think he's referencing, and I don't know the contents of that book. So
you were going to tell us who the Antichrist was? Who's that going
to
be?
Oh, yes. Let me get to that. The Antichrist. Whoever tried to explain a prophecy until I come, because the Bible is sealed.
I'll tell you what, I'd like to recommend you check out our Discord server. I thank you for the call tonight, Michael. I can't take any more of it just because it's so hard to understand.
Yeah.
I know he thinks it's a very important message, though. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Jump over on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, we're back with more Free Talk Live. We're talking about the Walmart coin. We don't know what it's going to look like yet, but they have filed for a patent, which suggests that they are very busily cooking something up. They can use, as they say in the patent, to help people who are, let's say, unbanked or, you know, low-income folks that have very limited banking options, give them something that they can easily, you know, acquire a card for or an app. Walmart already has apps, right? So they could build this into one of their apps if they wanted to.
Yeah, don't they already, I was going to say, don't they already have cards and they have an app now?
It wouldn't surprise me if they had teamed up with a bank to have their own card. I don't know.
I'm not even thinking about a credit card. I'm thinking about a Walmart card, prepaid card. So it's
a debit
usable
card
at Walmart. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So same technology, just not usable anywhere else.
Yeah, I don't know what all they have, but it wouldn't surprise me.
And I have heard advertisements at Walmart for an app.
They definitely have an app.
So they have some sort of prepaid credit app,
mm-hmm.
Which begs the question: How is this any different than that?
Maybe it's the re-implementation of an old idea with a better technology. Because
maybe.
Know.
Well, yeah, we're not sure exactly, you know, what they're going to do here, but there is another statement that I'll read to you that may shed a little more light. On it, this is from theblockcrypto.com. They're taking little excerpts from Walmart's patent filing where they're trying to patent the idea of a stablecoin. They go on to add, beyond saying that their accounts could possibly earn interest, quote, digital currency may be tied to a national currency such as the U.S. dollar, so funds can be added or taken out easily. The digital currency value could, in some embodiment, be tied to other digital currencies. So maybe they've got a bigger vision than just a U.S. dollar-backed stablecoin here. It's hard to really suss out from this, you know, what it could end up being.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting, and I got to say, they've got my attention.
Yeah.
I shop at Walmart.
I feel like the problem with all of this is that it's ultimately going to be regulated, and it kind of undermines the very nature of, you know, cryptocurrency, so it's kind of like...
Sure. Any currency created by a U.S. corporation is inherently going to be regulated by the government.
I think under your guys' definition of a stablecoin, it's not like what's the real value in it?
The value of to Walmart or to the consumer?
I mean, why would I want to use it? Like,
you probably wouldn't care that much. Yeah. You're not their target. You're a business owner. I mean, well, you may go to Walmart to buy your toothpaste or whatever. you're not going there for every single thing that you probably need in life. It's not.
You have bank accounts.
You have bank accounts.
People who don't have bank accounts would have a great reason to use this. As a matter of fact, I've considered it as a church thing.
I mean, would they? Because, look, if I have dollars, I can go into any store and spend those dollars.
That's right.
If I have a Walmart pay,
it limits you.
I can only go into Walmart and spend those.
See, that seems unlikely to me. It seems more likely since they already do have Walmart-branded Visa cards, and since they do have a lot of economic power and a lot of money to make things happen, why would they not put a Visa front end on this thing so it could be used elsewhere? Now, maybe they won't,
okay.
But I would be very surprised if they didn't, and if they didn't try to take some of that market niche, which is generally ruled by banks.
Yeah, okay. Maybe a Visa backing for whenever you use it outside of Walmart, but whenever you use it at Walmart.
It sounds
and
like
if they've already got a prepaid card, they're mostly there. All they're doing is reworking their internal bookkeeping system to use a cryptocurrency
instead. Use their own
currency,
yeah.
It's not a crypto.
It's not a crypto. It's probably not going to be a crypto.
It's a sort of digital currency, which they already
have. Well, we don't
have.
Know. We don't know like, what it's going to be at this point. We don't know.
Yeah,
we
we're guessing that, about
okay,
what they're going to do
well,
based on a couple of pages
feel,
of text and no technical
okay,
information.
This is technically true, but I think as soon as you start using the word stablecoin, under your guys' definition anyway, mm-hmm. it seems to suggest that it's not a cryptocurrency. Besides, when we concluded that basically stablecoin is not a cryptocurrency?
I think probably most of them aren't cryptocurrencies.
Most of the cryptocurrencies
know.
That are out.
I was the one who was arguing.
Most of the stablecoins that are out there now are centralized.
Right.
I think it is possible to do a polycentric stablecoin, but it hasn't been done yet.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I might agree with you on that. And I think that was my argument on a prior show, and you guys were kind of like, that's not possible, or how would you do it? And I was kind of arguing, I think it probably could be done, even though it hasn't been done. And so
a crypto stablecoin?
Yeah, something of that nature.
I suspect it could be.
Yeah, maybe not a stable coin, but a cryptocurrency with stability tied in. If that makes any sense.
Let's go to Chris, a different Chris. This one's in New York, calling and listening on or watching us on DLive, which we're on over at DLive.LRN.FM. It's one of our video streaming platforms. Go ahead, Chris. Hello? Chris in New York. Going once. Chris in New York. Going twice. Maybe there was some difficulty with his phone. Sounded like this was going to be a winner. Let's bring him back here. Go ahead, Chris. You're on Free Talk Live. All right, I don't have time for these games. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. What a shame. We had some really good troll callers last night, like unusually creative and good calls, entertaining calls, and tonight it just has not been the case. Although the Archangel guy was real. That guy really did. I think he was for real. I don't think he was one of the DLive guys, because we do have a station down there in the Virgin Islands, and we had a caller from there earlier this week. I think he was legit. The other two calls, I don't think were.
Mm.
So elsewhere, the filing also mentions that digital currency may remove credit and debit cards without requiring cash, as well as could be used for food payments. I don't know what they mean when they say the digital currency may remove credit and debit cards without requiring cash. Is there a word
that's
missing there?
Genuine frontier gibberish, as far as I can tell. I think that's a complete misprint.
Yeah, that doesn't make. I don't know what they were trying to say there, but
And here's the other thing that's kind of interesting. They're targeting the low end of the market, which kind of suggests to me that if people don't have a bank account, mm-hmm. are they even going to have a phone, let alone a smartphone?
There's a lot of people with smartphones. Just about every homeless person you meet is going to have
a smartphone. Okay.
Prepaid phones. Folks who don't have...
Well, hold on. Are the prepaid phones,
Obama phone.
Are the prepaid phones now smartphones? Because they didn't used to be.
Yeah.
Straight talk phones are mostly smartphones.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to get a flip phone, as a matter of fact, these days.
So, this is one of the reasons why I bring this up, is because I know that the biggest market actually now for is flip phones. That's the largest growing market within the phone category, cellular phone category.
Really?
Growing from
having
reduced?
In America or internationally?
Worldwide.
Oh, worldwide. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. Basically the flip phones are cheaper to produce, mm-hmm. and a $25 phone versus a $50 phone is
big difference for a lot of people.
Big difference for most of the world, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And no phone to a flip phone is a huge improvement.
Well, yep. Plus, remember, just because you're on a flip phone doesn't mean that you're out of the loop for cryptocurrencies.
This is true.
Cointext.io, which was Vin Armani, who he was an occasional co-host on Free Talk Live until, sadly, he had to temporarily leave New Hampshire for the next mm-hmm. couple of years. But Cointext.io is an amazing site that allows people in, I don't know how many countries, but a bunch of them, to send Bitcoin Cash and I think Dash as well via a dumb phone. So you can just send a text message to somebody, to their phone number. You don't need to know their wallet address. You just need to know their phone number. You can actually text your crypto from one to another. And, in fact, AnyPay, the point-of-sale system that we've talked about at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, supports coin text payments. So if you were to walk into one of these businesses here in Keene or wherever else AnyPay is being used, I've heard there's some folks in Nigeria that are using it at their businesses. But if you were to go in there and pull out your dumb phone, as long as you've got a balance in a Cointext account, you can text over to one of those 5-digit codes. You know, you don't have to use the full phone number, but there's like one of those short codes. Mm-hmm. You text a code in, and then you pay your bill there. It's actually relatively short and simple process. So I guess my point is, even folks with dumb phones, thanks to Cointext.io, they can use, not just save, but also use cryptocurrency, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Very nice.
And I've tried it, and it's very effective.
Groovy.
So let's see. So I think maybe the sentence they were trying to say is that the filing from Walmart mentions that digital currency may replace credit and debit cards without requiring cash because,
That makes sense.
Right. That has been the three biggies, right? Credit, debit, cash. Those are the three big ways. Beyond like a store points card or something like that. Those are the big ways that, that people have been paying their bills or paying it at the register for Walmart. So this would give them a way that Walmart has total control over, doesn't need any of the banking system to partner up with, and they can pass on those savings to their customers, maybe in the form of discounts, maybe in the form of some sort of an interest rate. Very, very exciting. As we learn more about it, we will certainly let you know. Coming up, the Amazon Ring system tied in with the police departments. Chris, you've got one story. I've got another one on that. That's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3's next.
You might be living in a free country, but are you living a free life? Are you able to do whatever you really want to do? Being stuck in a job or difficult business, or being locked into a relationship with a woman you might like, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.